1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is bassist Bill Crow, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Crow, great bassist, still very active in the New York area, and one of my good friends now. Pleased to tell you I had a great opportunity to spend some time with Bill this past June at the bass convention. He is one cool guy that has played with everyone. And I thought it would be appropriate to have Bill open the show tonight because we're going to be honoring the great bassist, the great late bassist, Scott LaFaro. The very first part of our show. Scotty was, I guess, best known by jazz fans for his work with the Bill Evans Trio. And he did those significant recordings at the Village Vanguard with Bill. He was a marvelous young player, died in his real early 20s, automobile accident, and left us with a few recordings. But a couple of his recordings were with other groups in the early 60s, 1960 and 61, when he was like 21 years old. And he played beautiful bass lines, big fat sound, kind of like a Ray Brown thing. And I think my listeners will enjoy that. I'm going to play two tracks to open our show tonight because I think it would be nice to honor him. He would have been 78 years old on this past Friday and was a marvelous young man and was an innovator and a creator, especially not just with modern jazz, but in particular with how modern jazz bass is played. And he's been modeled by many, many of today's great bass players. So let me say thanks for tuning in. The Cool Jazz Set originates on Sundays from 5 until 7 from the University of Richmond. We stream live on the web at WDCE.org and can be heard on the radio locally at 90.1 FM. Our programs are recorded and are available on Mondays, so tonight's show will be posted on my website in the morning, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there, click on radio shows, and you will have tonight's show. Well, let's get started. I want you to hear this great recording that Scott LaFaro did in a trio setting with Victor Feldman. The album was the arrival of Victor Feldman, Victor's first recording when he came here from Great Britain. Victor Feldman on vibraphone, Stan Levy on drums, and of course the great Scott Afaro on bass. And a very special hello, by the way, to Helene, Scotty's sister, who may be listening. Anyway, let's get started. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a great show for you.
wrong to be young and foolish. We haven't long to be.
Soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days go by.
Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. We were foolish. One day we fell in love.
Now we wonder what we were dreaming of.
Smiling in the sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again.
Hi there, I'm Joshua Redman. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's happening on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art we call music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And April is a Jazz Appreciation Month, and especially right here on the Cool Jazz Set. And if you've just tuned in and caught a couple of the last tracks, we just played the Four Freshmen live in Holland, and we heard them sing Young and Foolish. The Four Freshmen will be here the last Friday of this month, and I think that's the 25th. They will be performing at the Glenn Allen Cultural Arts Center. And we have been promoting this for the last several months, and my understanding is they have sold out, but they're taking a request, a waiting list. So if you have not made arrangements to see them, and I know some of you have because you've told me that you did, give them a call and get on the waiting list. I don't even have tickets yet. I'm not sure. I thought they were going to set me up with a couple, but we haven't heard back from them. So, but they're fantastic. They have marvelous flugelhorn player, Curtis Calderon. We'll hear more from him later, but they're something. I heard them in October, and they're really, really special. Wonderful group. And before that, we heard a 1958 recording, actually two recordings that were made in 1958 on the Fantasy label. The last, the one before the Freshman was the Cal Jada Stan Getz Sextet. And we heard My Buddy, which I'm sure you know. You've heard that tune before. And that featured Cal on vibes, of course, Stan on tenor saxophone. Vince Guaraldi was the pianist on that, and the great Scott LaFaro, who we are honoring tonight, was the bassist on that. He was like 21 years old. And before that, we opened it with a trio that Scott LaFaro, the bassist, was a part of the Victor Feldman album, and Victor Feldman played both piano and vibraphones on this, and Stan Levy, the great drummer. That was on Contemporary Records, also recorded in, actually, January of 1958. So young and very talented bassist was taken away by an automobile accident, unfortunately, before He was even into his late 20s, and he is sorely missed by so many of us that have the few recordings that he made. And I might mention also that the great bass that he owned was made by Abraham Prescott back in the early 1800s and was he was purchased from Sam Colstein, the great luthier up in New York, the late Sam Colstein. His son, Barry Colstein, restored the bass, which was burned in the accident, automobile accident, and is a magnificent bass worth into the easy six figures. It's been used by several bassists on albums. I know that Mark Johnson has used it to record, and so has the great bassist Phil Palumbi. So, and that happens to be an album that he did in honor of Scotty Cole, the person that I knew. So, I thought you'd like to know that little tidbit. Another little tidbit, Helene, who may be listening, we found it at a bass convention, went to elementary school with my wife in Yonkers. What a small world, especially the space world. Okay, let's see. Up next, I'm going to play something for my good friends Nick and Karen, who we had the pleasure of seeing Tuesday at the great concert the Jazz Society put on here with Steve Davis. This is the John Basil Quartet, and it's entitled The Desmond Project, his tribute to the great Paul Desmond. And this is You Go to My Head. Thank you.
Thank you. such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you to stay old-fashioned with me.
Thank you.
Almost Like Being in Love, a 1953 recording from my vinyl collection. Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker, a young Chet Baker, on trumpet. Lee Konitz on tenor. Carson Smith, by the way, the bassist on that too. A really fine recording. And before that, we heard from Miss Dinah Panton from her album, If the Moon Turns Green. And we heard her sing I'm Old Fashioned, and that featured Reg Schweiger on guitar and the great bassist Don Thompson. And before that, we heard from the Thad Jones Repertory Company from their album entitled One More, the Summary Music of Thad Jones. And we heard a piece entitled Let's, and that featured John Mosca, the trombonist, flugelhornist on that, Jimmy Owens, Richard Davis, the bass player, and let's see, Eddie Daniels, the tenor saxophonist. He usually plays clarinet, plays a nice tenor. And Hank Jones on piano. James Moody didn't play on that, but he is on the album. It's nine pieces of, and Benny Golson's on it as well, of just the best musicians you can possibly think of. Great, great recording. If you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set on WDCE at 90.1 FM and streaming live on the web at WDCE.org. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a delight and pleasure to be with you on Sundays from 5 until 7, playing this great American art, modern jazz, with taste. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's program. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or requests, or just want to chat for a minute, give me a call, 804-289-8790. Up next, a favorite here on the Cool Jazz Set, Miss Carol Welsman, Rodgers and Hart's Lover.
Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel with our bliss when two lips of coral want to kiss? I say the devil is in you, and to resist you I try, but if you didn't continue, I would die. Lover, please be tender when your tender fears depart. Lover, please surrender to my heart. Thank you.
of coral. Want to kiss? I say the devil is in you, and to resist you I try. But if you didn't continue, I would die. Lover, please be tender when your tender fears depart. Lover, please surrender to my heart. Please surrender to my heart. Thank you.
And that was the great guitarist Kenny Burrell. And he was featured on an album by Ray Brown, Ray Brown's trio. Some of My Best Friends are the guitarist, and he features a number of really fine players on this. And that was Kenny Burrell playing, of course, Fly Me to the Moon. Before that, we heard from one of my favorite gals, Miss Carol Wellsman, from her album that she did a couple of years ago called I Like Men, Reflections of Miss Peggy Lee. And we heard her sing the Rodgers and Hart tune, Lover. And by the way, she not only is the vocalist on her album, she's the pianist too, and she plays her you-know-what off. She is really something. I'm telling you, I'm crazy about her. And she's easy on the eyes. Hope that's okay to say on the air. Well, speaking of great musicians, here's Curtis Calderon, who is with the Four Freshmen. He's a vocalist as well as a flugelhorn player and trumpet player with them. But a few years ago, he did an album called Lost Soul, a tribute to the late Chet Baker. And he did that with a group that he had at the time. And just absolutely marvelous recording. I've played some of it in the past, but he's going to be here on the last Friday of this month with the Four Freshmen at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center. Anyway, here's the great tune, Django, Curtis Calderon. Uh-huh.